Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Jason and Marcus had grown up a few houses apart on the same quiet street, the kind of neighborhood where kids drifted in and out of each other's homes without anyone thinking much about it. Their parents knew each other well enough that sleepovers didn't require planning. If one of them was still at the other's house when it got late, someone would usually just say he might as well stay the night. Those nights usually followed the same routine. They would watch television long after everyone else had gone to bed, flipping between whatever strange reruns happened to be on after midnight. Old science fiction shows, late-night monster movies, the occasional black-and-white anthology episode that always seemed creepier at 2 a.m. than it probably deserved to be. When the television finally went dark, neither of them ever went to sleep right away. They would lie there in the dark and keep talking. Sometimes the conversation stayed harmless. School, video games, whatever dumb thing someone had said earlier that day. But once the house had gone completely quiet, the topics almost always drifted toward stranger territory. Stories they had heard growing up, weird things people claimed had happened in houses around town. The kind of conversation that feels like harmless entertainment until you are lying in the dark, listening to every sound the house makes. One night, Marcus mentioned the house his family had lived in before moving into the neighborhood. He didn't call it haunted. In fact, he sounded almost hesitant to bring it up at all. But he said there had been a stretch of time when he was younger when something strange kept happening at night. He would wake up with the feeling that someone else was in his room, not standing over him, not staring at him, just there. Most of the time what woke him was a sound. A single floorboard beside the bed would creak softly, the way it does when someone shifts their weight without actually taking a step. Sometimes, a few seconds later, he would feel the mattress dip slightly near the foot of the bed. Just enough that the blanket pulled a little tighter across his legs. The first few times it happened, he reacted the way most kids do when something scares them in the middle of the night. He went straight to his parents' room. They would wake up, listen to his explanation, and give him the same calm answers parents always give. Old houses make noise, wood shifts, pipes settle. Maybe one of his brothers had walked down the hallway earlier, and the floorboards were still settling. Eventually, they would walk him back to his room, tuck the blanket around him again, and tell him to try to get some sleep. Marcus said it kept happening. Some nights the blanket would slowly slide toward the foot of the bed. Other nights he heard movement in the hallway outside his room, the quiet brushing sound of someone shifting against the wall as they walked past. His parents always assumed it was the kids. Marcus assumed it was them. That was the strange part when he thought about it later. Everyone in the house believed someone else was responsible for the sounds. After a while, Marcus stopped mentioning it. Every time he brought it up, his parents had a reasonable explanation ready, and eventually he started to feel a little embarrassed talking about it at all. So when he woke up and heard that floorboard creak beside the bed, he stayed where he was. He would lie there in the dark and wait for the sound of footsteps leaving the room. Most of the time, nothing else happened. The mattress would slowly settle again. The room would grow quiet. Eventually, he would fall back asleep. Looking back years later, Marcus said that was probably the worst part of the whole thing. Nothing dramatic ever happened, and he never saw anyone standing in the room. He never heard footsteps clearly walking away. It was always the same small things, the kind that could easily be explained the next morning if you wanted them to be. His family eventually moved out of that house and into the place down the street from Jason. The strange nights stopped almost immediately. The new house felt normal, and after a while, Marcus stopped thinking about the old one altogether. The memories faded into the sort of thing you assume was just childhood imagination. For years, he barely thought about it. Then one night, not long before he and Jason finished high school, Marcus brought the subject up while talking with his parents at the dinner table. Someone mentioned the old house, and he casually asked if they remembered the nights when he used to wake them up saying someone was in his room. He expected them to laugh about it. Instead, they both paused. Marcus said, "The silence that followed felt strange immediately, like they were remembering something he wasn't." His father eventually shrugged and said something about old houses making noises. But before the conversation moved on, he added something Marcus had never heard before. There had been nights when he thought he heard someone walking in the hallway, too. At the time, he assumed it was one of the kids getting up during the night. Marcus sat there for a moment, trying to make sense of what he had just heard, because as far as he could remember, he had always stayed in bed. Marcus said that conversation with his parents bothered him more than he expected. At the time, he tried to brush it off. Everyone had odd memories from childhood, and it was easy to assume things sounded stranger years later than they actually were. But the more he thought about what his father had said, the more something about it felt wrong. Because the sounds he remembered weren't coming from the hallway. They had always been inside the room. He remembered the exact spot where the floorboard would creak. It was beside the bed, close enough that if someone had been standing there, he could have reached down and touched their leg. The sound was always soft, almost careful, as if whoever made it didn't want to wake him. And that part was harder to dismiss. Children imagine things, that much everyone agrees on. But imagination usually fades when the lights come on. The strange thing about those nights was how normal everything felt the next morning. Nothing in the room ever looked disturbed. No doors had opened, no windows had been moved. The blanket might be pulled slightly toward the bottom of the mattress, but that was easy enough to explain away. Except there were a few nights Marcus never mentioned to anyone. Not to his parents, and not even to Jason when they were younger. Those nights were different. Sometimes he would wake up with a strong feeling that someone had been sitting at the end of the bed. Not the quick dip in the mattress he had described earlier, but a steady weight that remained there for several seconds before slowly lifting away. Other nights he would hear movement across the room, a faint brushing sound against the wall near the doorway. The kind of quiet movement someone might make if they were standing still but shifting their weight slightly. Once or twice, he even opened his eyes, but the room always looked empty. The darkness in that house had a way of flattening everything into the same dull shade of gray. Furniture blended into shadows, and the doorway across the room always looked deeper than it should have, even when he stared straight at it. Marcus told himself the same thing his parents had said. Old houses make noise, wood expands, floorboards shift, pipes knock in the walls when the temperature drops during the night. If he woke up suddenly, his brain might have simply filled in the gaps. It was a reasonable explanation. But there was one memory that had always bothered him. One night he woke up and heard movement in the hallway outside his door. At first he assumed one of his brothers had gotten out of bed, which wasn't unusual. But instead of footsteps moving past the room, The sound stopped directly outside the doorway. Then the floorboard beside his bed creaked. Marcus remembered lying completely still under the blanket, trying to decide if he should open his eyes. The house was silent again. He stayed that way for a long time, staring into the darkness behind his eyelids and waiting for the next sound. None came. Eventually, exhaustion pulled him back to sleep. The next morning, the house looked completely normal. His parents moved through their usual routines, and his brothers were arguing about something in the kitchen. Nothing about the morning suggested anything strange had happened during the night. Marcus never mentioned it. That pattern repeated itself enough times that the memories slowly lost their edge. As the years passed, the details blurred together, and the entire period of his childhood felt less like a series of real events and more like the vague, half-formed fears kids sometimes carry around for a while. When his family moved out of that house, the nights became quiet again. No creaking floorboards beside the bed, no strange dips in the mattress, no feeling that someone else had entered the room while he slept. The change was immediate enough that Marcus never thought much about it afterward. Whatever had been happening there seemed tied to the house itself, and leaving it behind felt like leaving the problem behind as well. That was why the conversation with his parents years later felt so unsettling. Because when he asked about those nights, his father didn't just remember hearing footsteps in the hallway. He remembered something else, too. At first, he didn't want to bring it up. Marcus could tell from the way he hesitated, like he was trying to decide whether the memory was worth mentioning at all. Eventually, he admitted that there had been nights when the sound seemed to move through the house in a strange pattern. A floorboard creaking in the hallway, then one in the living room, then another somewhere near the bedrooms. At the time, he assumed one of the kids had gotten up and was wandering through the house in the dark, but every time he checked, they were all asleep. Marcus said that detail stayed with him long after the conversation ended, because it suggested something he had never considered before. If those sounds really had been someone walking through the house, then whatever it was hadn't been staying in his room. It had been moving through the entire house, and for reasons Marcus still couldn't explain, it always seemed to return to the same place before the night was over. The floorboard beside his bed. For a while, Marcus tried not to think too much about that conversation. It had been years since his family lived in the house, and the memories felt distant enough that digging into them didn't seem worth the effort. Houses make noises, old structures settle. When people look back at childhood experiences, they often fill in details that weren't really there. That explanation worked for a time, but once the thought took hold, it was hard to let go of it completely. The problem wasn't just what Marcus remembered, it was the fact that his father remembered something too. Not the same events exactly, but enough overlapping details to make the whole thing feel less like imagination and more like something that had quietly happened in the background of their lives. For a few years, the subject didn't come up again. Then Marcus ran into someone who had once lived on that same street. It happened by accident at a small gathering where people were trading stories about places they had grown up. At some point, the conversation drifted toward old houses and strange things people remembered from childhood, the kind of topic that always produces a few nervous laughs and stories that might or might not be exaggerated. When Marcus mentioned the house his family had lived in, the man across the room looked up almost immediately. He asked Marcus where exactly the place had been. Marcus described the street and the layout of the house as best as he could remember. The man nodded slowly as he listened, as if the details were confirming something he already suspected. Then he told Marcus that his cousin had lived there for a short time years before. Not long. Just long enough for the family to decide the house wasn't a place they wanted to stay. Marcus asked what had happened. The man shrugged in a way that suggested the explanation sounded strange even to him. According to his cousin, the house had always felt busy at night. Not loud, not violent, but never completely still. There were footsteps in the hallway, doors that shifted slightly in their frames, and the occasional sound of someone moving from one room to another long after everyone in the house had gone to bed. Most of the time, it was easy to ignore, until the night his cousin woke up and heard someone standing beside the bed, not breathing, not speaking. just standing there long enough that the floorboard beside the mattress creaked under the weight. Marcus felt something tighten in his chest when he heard that. Because the man describing the story had never met him before, there was no reason for him to invent details that lined up with the memories Marcus had kept to himself all those years. The man continued, saying his cousin eventually decided the house wasn't worth the trouble. Nothing truly dangerous had happened, but the constant feeling of being watched was enough to make them uncomfortable. They moved out not long afterward. Marcus went home that night with a strange feeling he couldn't quite explain. For years, he had assumed the experiences in that house belonged only to him. Something a child had misinterpreted or exaggerated in the quiet hours of the night. But hearing someone else describe almost the same thing made it harder to dismiss the memory so easily. Still, even that explanation left one detail unresolved. The sounds his father had heard, the footsteps that seemed to move through the house before stopping near Marcus's room. A few weeks after that conversation, Marcus finally asked his parents one more question about the old house. So he asked whether they remembered anything unusual happening in the weeks before they moved out. His father thought about it for a moment before answering. He said there had been a few nights near the end when he woke up and heard someone walking through the house again. At first, he assumed it was one of the kids, the same way he always had. But something about the sound made him uneasy enough that he eventually got out of bed to check. The hallway was empty. The front door was still locked. And when he walked past Marcus's room on the way back to bed, he noticed something else. Marcus was asleep exactly where he should have been, curled beneath the blanket the way he always slept. But the floorboard beside the bed creaked as his father stepped into the doorway. Just once. As if someone had shifted their weight and quietly stepped away. His father told him that was the moment he decided the house might not be as quiet as he had always believed. Marcus listened without interrupting. He didn't ask any more questions after that. There was nothing left to clarify. The house had been sold years earlier, and whoever lived there now probably slept through the same quiet nights without noticing anything unusual. Old houses have a way of absorbing the lives that pass through them, leaving behind memories that rarely make sense when you try to explain them later. Marcus still thought about those nights sometimes, not with fear, more with curiosity. Because the thing he remembered most clearly wasn't the sound of footsteps or the creak of that single floorboard beside the bed. It was the strange feeling he had whenever he woke up in the middle of the night. The feeling that someone had been there for a while, watching the room in silence, and only leaving when they realized he was starting to wake up.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.